prejudices you may have.
There's a stereotype that Republicans are more fun than Democrats. And having spent time on the road with a lot of Republicans, I can absolutely confirm that that's true. Republicans are a lot more fun than Democrats.
We like to have a good time in a different way than Democrats do, I'm telling you.
Any of your views change in this tour?
No.
Oh, come on.
I got more into guns. Had never fired a gun. Megan's brother taught me to shoot. I liked that a lot.
So it's your brother who served in the Marines?
Yes.
Yeah, he's here now.
He's behind you.
Okay. We had a great time shooting. No, it wasn't really about changing minds so much as it was just trying to hear the other person's point of view without judgment and without prejudice. And I think I changed your mind far more than you changed mine. I think I'm a lot more persuasive and articulate.
I had my mind changed on quite a few different things. I don't know if we're allowed to say this.
What?
On marijuana legalization.
Had you not been in favor?
I hadn't. When we went on the road, it was the time that we really met a lot of people that...
A lot of stoners.
We just met a lot of people. I met a lot of people that gave really good cases for economically why it should be changed. And once I started really doing research on the decriminalization of marijuana in this country and the possible financial benefits and really why we're imprisoning so many people for so many reasons, my opinion has been changed, which is sort of a scary thing to admit because, again, it goes so against the Republican orthodoxy. And I feel like it's just one more thing right-wing conservatives are going to use against me. But this book shows...
Well, William F. Buckley was a big supporter of drugs.
Yes, he was. And, you know, possibly Mario Cuomo at this point, and the tides really are. Yeah, or
Mario.
Andrew. I'm sorry. Yes, but and
Mario
Mayor Bloomberg.
Cuomo, big stoner.
But it's just, I don't know. It's another scary thing. But that was definitely.